Today is Monday, December 30th. What to know today about two attacks during religious gatherings, President Trump's controversial retweet, and where the winter weather continues. Plus, the minimum wage is going up, new technology for distracted drivers, and Snapchat is launching Bitmoji TV. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, sadly, we start with details about two attacks over the weekend at religious gatherings. One at a New York rabbi's home during a Hanukkah celebration, and the other at a crowded church in Texas. The most recent was in Texas. ABC News reports a gunman opened fire just outside of Fort Worth Sunday morning. Two people died and three others were hurt. Witnesses say the shooter took communion with everyone just before the shooting. But 6 seconds into the attack, a couple armed members of the church's security team were able to return fire and killed the shooter, possibly saving more than 200 others. The governor of Texas is calling the attack a, quote, evil act of violence. New York's governor is calling an attack there just the night before an act of domestic terrorism. The suspect stabbed five people celebrating Hanukkah at a rabbi's home. The New York Times reports many fought back there, too, throwing pieces of furniture at him. The AP says no one died, but one of the victims is in critical condition. Police found and arrested the suspect a couple of hours after the fact. He pleaded not guilty, and some family friends are blaming mental illness. It happened in the New York City suburbs, and it comes after a string of anti-Semitic attacks in recent weeks. At this point, the shooter's motives in both weekend attacks have not been released and are still under investigation. Many political leaders are sending well wishes to Congressman and longtime civil rights activist John Lewis. Representative Lewis from Georgia announced he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. NPR reports doctors found the disease earlier this month during a routine medical visit. It's a serious diagnosis, but Lewis points to recent medical advances and vows to fight the disease. He says he's been in some kind of fight his whole life. He's the youngest and last survivor of the Big Six civil rights activists, once led by Martin Luther King Jr. Lewis says he might miss a few votes in Congress for treatments, but he has no plans to step aside. Some controversy over a tweet President Trump sent out. Actually, it was a retweet. He shared a tweet that named who some people believe is the whistleblower, as in the intelligence official who filed a complaint back in August that started an investigation, which ultimately led to the impeachment of President Trump. Remember, Trump has said for a while now he believes the whistleblower's identity should be revealed, and he has a right to face his accuser. But the AP reports this was the first time he directly sent the alleged name out to the public, specifically his 68 million Twitter followers. Keep in mind, there are federal laws meant to protect whistleblowers or insiders who report their concerns. So revealing that person's identity could potentially violate those laws. But Twitter says the name doesn't violate its rules. That said, some sort of Twitter glitch apparently caused the retweet to disappear from Trump's feed, at least for a while. Some reports say the original message may have come from a Twitter bot, not a real person. At this point, it's not clear. The winter weather continues for millions of Americans, and it's still heading further east. CBS News reports the Northeast should expect a mix of snow, ice, and rain today, with some pretty significant ice in some areas. Already, the storm brought heavy snow to parts of the central U.S., like Colorado and Nebraska, and the snow could continue there today. Of course, it's not a great thing for the millions of Americans who are still traveling for the holiday season. It'll be Tigers versus the Tigers in the college football playoff national championship game next month. We now know LSU will play Clemson. Clemson hopes to win back-to-back national titles, while LSU hopes to get its first national title since 2007. As for the NFL, the regular season is now over, and it's time for the playoffs. Stay tuned. We have much more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor today, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you easy, seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. Before you know it, you have a unique home-cooked meal without all the hassle and last-minute trips to the grocery store or those frantic hunts for a new recipe. With HelloFresh, it doesn't matter how comfortable you are in the kitchen. Pros can appreciate the more than 20 chef-curated recipes each week, and beginners, like me, love the step-by-step recipes with everything you need in one box. No matter your skill level, you'll be making delicious dinners in about 30 minutes. A couple of our favorite meals recently include crispy Parmesan chicken with garlic, herb, couscous, and lemony roasted carrots, as well as the Juicy Lucy burger with tomato onion jam. It's always so nice when my husband and I can sit down for a great home-cooked meal without needing a lot of time during the busy week. Plus, you can easily change delivery days or skip a week, whatever you need. And right now, you can get 9 free meals with HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy9 and using the code newsworthy9. That's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy and the number 9, and use that code newsworthy9 at checkout to get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. Now, back to the news. Spotify is the latest tech company saying no to political ads, at least for now. Ad Age says Spotify is pausing political advertising because it doesn't have the resources to review them for accuracy, so you won't hear them on the free ad-supported version of Spotify. Twitter and Google have also made some similar moves. Twitter does not allow any paid content about candidates, political parties, or legislation, and Google is starting to limit advertisers from targeting people based on voter records. As for Facebook, it is still running political ads and says they will not be fact-checked. A new safety technology could become commonplace in your car. The tech will warn the driver if it notices they're distracted or drowsy. A German tech company announced this month it's developed a monitoring system to help out with this. It will use cameras and artificial intelligence to look at the driver's eyelid position and eye blink rate to tell if they're sleepy or distracted with something like texting. The system would alert drivers with a sound, lights, a vibrating steering wheel, or it could even slow the car down. Experts hope this will prevent deadly crashes. In fact, CNN says some sort of safety warning like this will become mandatory in new European vehicles starting in the year 2022. Privacy will likely be a concern, though, because of the camera required. But researchers argue the data will not be saved or given to third parties. Snapchat is taking a big step in the world of customizable Bitmojis. The app will soon launch a Bitmoji TV series starring you and your friends' cartoon avatars. TechCrunch says they'll be in regularly scheduled adventures like driving the Star Trek spaceship, playing secret agents, or falling in love with robots. They'll be in the Discover section of Snapchat. No word yet on some details like how long the episodes will be and if they'll include ads. Bitmoji TV, though, premieres in February. The latest Star Wars movie is still at the top of the box office charts. Variety says The Rise of Skywalker made $136 million in the U.S. over the five-day Christmas holiday. Jumanji: The Next Level also kept its spot at number 2, and Little Women came in 3rd. But even with the successful holiday weekend, ticket sales are still down more than 4% compared to last year. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. Today we're talking about a pay raise coming in the new year. A record number of states, cities, and counties will be raising their minimum wages starting January 1st. CBS News reports 24 states and 48 cities will boost their baseline pay, with some places raising it to at least $15 an hour. Of course, there are different viewpoints about this. Some say it'll help workers make a livable wage, while others argue it would actually hurt workers because it will force businesses to cut jobs. Keep in mind, even as some states and cities increase the required pay for their local areas, the federal minimum wage for the entire country is still $7.25 an hour. We'll be talking more in the coming days about several new policies and laws starting in the new year. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the Newsworthy. I so appreciate it. In fact, as we head into 2020, let your friends know why the Newsworthy is a quick and easy way to make staying informed part of their daily routine in 2020. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about in this episode. Just check your podcast app or thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.